Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Heather Friends, and this audio section covers the scoring of question 37, found in Grade 4, Book 2, of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over question 37 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State educators and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 50 in Part 1 of the Grade 4 Scoring Guide, and we will go over question 37. In this question, the student is asked to add the price of two different items in the grocery store and calculate how much change is returned from $20. Please note that a show your work area is provided. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is a 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response adds the $3.89 and the $2.96 for a total of $6.85. The $6.85 is then subtracted from $20, and the result is $13.15 in change. Any other valid process used to arrive at that answer would also be acceptable. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 52. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. This response is complete and correct. The student has correctly added the $3.89 and the $2.96 for a total of $6.85. This $6.85 is then subtracted from $20, and the amount of change is $13.15. Let's move on to the second guide paper, which is a score point 2. This is also a complete and correct response. Note that the student has shown the work below the answer line, which is acceptable. Now let's look at the third guide paper, which is a score point 1. This response is only partially correct. The work shown demonstrates a sound mathematical procedure, but a subtraction error results in an incorrect answer. Moving on to the fourth guide paper, we find another score point 1 response. The first step is correct, but the final step, the calculation of how much change is returned from $20, is not done, resulting in an incorrect answer. Next is the fifth guide paper, the last score point 1 response. A sound mathematical procedure is demonstrated, but two calculation errors in the student's work results in an incorrect answer. The final paper, the sixth guide paper, is a score point 0. This response is incorrect. The work shown and the answer provided are not sufficient to demonstrate even a limited understanding of the task. Please take a moment to review these six guide papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now, let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 37, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the two-point rubric. So, please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers for question 37. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is practice set 31. First, the student has subtracted $3.89 from $20 and then $2.96 from the previous $16.11. This response is complete and correct and earns a score of 2. Moving on to practice set 32, we see that an appropriate procedure is used, but there is a calculation error in the final step, resulting in an incorrect answer. Therefore, this response receives a score of 1. Now, let's review practice set 33, which is another partially correct response. A sound mathematical procedure is demonstrated and that work is checked, but the final step is missing, resulting in an incorrect answer. This response receives a score of 1. Okay, now let's move on to practice set 34. In this response, the work shown and the answer given are correct, earning it a score of 2. Our final practice paper for this question is practice set 35. This response is incorrect. The initial step is conceptually flawed, resulting in an incorrect answer, so this paper receives a score of 0. If you are unclear why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.